You're listening to This Podcast is for Women, episode number 79. Is it time to let go and walk away from a relationship? Is it time to let go of a relationship that can't heal? This is a very special podcast episode for me and possibly for you too. I want you to listen to this carefully. I share a lot of important wisdom that all women need to know. And if you don't know it, or if you have a friend or someone who needs to understand and be in a very accepting place of when it's time to let go of a relationship, when it's time to walk away from something that cannot heal, you have reached your stopping point. What are your options? What are you supposed to do next? And a lot of times we still really love our partner. Very, very much. We don't want to walk away. I'm going to share two women that I worked with in my private I Heart Love Academy group. My group is online, it's private, it's confidential. And these two women, Irene and Rebecca, had two very different situations, very different outcomes, and I made completely different types of advice, all utilizing feminine energy. Both of these women were asking if they should end their relationship. Now, I have also written this in a blog post that's going to be available at my website. It's everheartcoaching.com. Go to the blog section and you'll see a blog there titled, "Is It Time to Let Go of Love and Walk Away?" I will be reading mostly from this blog post, but also you will have access to listening to it here, of course, and reading it on my website, sharing it with a friend. In this podcast episode, I am going to talk about physical violence and also emotional abuse. I hear a lot more about emotional abuse than I do physical violence, but occasionally the two overlap. And sometimes a lot of my advice gets a little confused in the minds of very well-meaning women who want to give a relationship everything they have, especially in terms of religious reasons. Often it is for financial reasons. Always it is because of love reasons. How it is very difficult to have someone who loves us and holds us so high one moment, and then in the next, we're being treated in a terrible, terrible way, an unrecognizable way. How can our partner, who loves us so much one moment, speak to us in this very nasty, crude way, or do something physically to us to harm us or harm our children or harm our pets? So I'm going to go deeper into these two topics with Rebecca and Irene. Their names have been changed to protect their privacy. They have given me the full go-ahead to share their story. I'm going to pause for a quick break and then come back. I'm going to tell you more about these two very lovely women and how each of them had a different situation, what I suggested, and how he evolved. Okay, so I'm back. I'm ready to start this episode for you all. Before I do, I again want to thank all of you who follow and subscribe to my podcast, or if you follow and subscribe to me on YouTube. You are helping so many other women find my message and learn more about feminine energy, find and call forth the man they are meant to be with, and just really help unravel this complicated world of relationships and loves and how we can speak to one another and how we all each have our own experiences that we're feeling, how we're also unique and different. Relationships are really complicated. We go into them hoping they're just going to be as blissful as our wedding day, and we're going to have highs and lows. And that's what this episode is about. So thank you for rating and following my podcast. Thank you for all my followers on YouTube. And for those of you who are wanting to learn more, I want to give you a couple of options, such as the ones that Irene and Rebecca have taken, which is they were part of my private support group. They also studied my online courses. I have a lot of resources out there for free, but if you want to go deeper, That's all available to you. The links are below. Okay, let's begin. Is it time to let go and walk away from a relationship that cannot be healed? My answer to you is yes. Dear Diamond Girl, if you're asking yourself, should I end my relationship? My answer to you is yes, but that might not mean the final ending you're thinking. My yes means it is time to let go of the version of yourself and the relationship that is currently unfolding. Feminine energy is about reinventing yourself and standing in your own power, not changing others. Earlier this year in my private coaching group, I coached two women who were both on the fence about leaving their relationship. With their approval, I'm sharing their stories. Names have been changed for privacy. Powerful Dynamite Woman number one. Should I leave my marriage? Rebecca. Married for 7 years, has two children. She is a full-time working professional, earns more income than her husband. Their problem? Rebecca shares that her husband, Tim, is incredibly immature, fights dirty, withholds affection, is moody, and often raises his voice and calls her names. When I asked Rebecca what Tim would say about her and how their marriage is experiencing problems, she replied, "He'd say, Rebecca is too busy for me. She's too uptight, and she's often rude and dismissive." Rebecca added, "I make him angry every single day with something I say or do. He judges me so quickly. I think it's because I earn more income than he does, and he is competing with me." I asked her more about how she was making him feel. "Exactly," she replied. "I don't make him feel anything. I'm busy working from home while he helps with the children and assists me with some projects. I'm in business mode during the day. I can't ever seem to speak to him the right way. It's like he's looking for reasons to blame me," she continued. "Last week, we were reading one of our marriage advice books together, and I asked a few questions. The topic was communication, and he got so angry, he actually told me to stop your bitching. My jaw was on the floor at how disrespectful he was being. At this point, I am ready to kick him out and move on with my life. I can't handle being verbally abused and placating a petulant child. He's supposed to be my husband, stable, mature, and strong." I couldn't deny that Rebecca's husband was clearly being moody and abusive. Men often have knee-jerk reactions to their emotions, fight back, and then withdraw. This doesn't make it right, but it helps to understand how men operate. Rebecca had also shared with me that other times Tim was extremely loving, drawing her a hot bath, cooking most of their meals, and he is a doting father. I encouraged her to acknowledge how he supports the household by using my appreciation script, or powerful A word. "Even though you contribute more financially, Tim is carrying a load of responsibility. Be sure to say to him, I appreciate you, then fill in the blank with an action. You can say, I appreciate, I appreciated, I am appreciating. If he's been extra kind or helpful, put the word really in front. Add in a positive I feel statement too. I really appreciate you filling the car up with gas and getting it washed and vacuumed. I feel so special having your help. Thank you." Work this powerful A word into your daily dialogue. I then asked Rebecca, "What would you like to see happen in this relationship? How would you like difficult moments to unfold?" She then replied, "I wish we could just speak like adults. I'm not always in the best mood. I'm not perfect. Tim just seems so sensitive and mean, even when I'm being kind. I really don't know how to act around him. My words seem to fall flat." What Rebecca is describing is called walking on eggshells, where you are trying to please your partner and be there for them, but you don't exactly know how. You don't know what to do or say or how it will land. It's a very nerve-wracking way to live. I couldn't deny that Rebecca's husband needed to figure out for himself why he was so moody and upset. It is ultimately up to him to decide to temper his responses and go deeper into why he's attacking and laying all the blame on his lovely wife. I began to coach. Let's talk about I feel statements. This style of speaking is here to describe how you feel inside your body, and they're not a loophole to criticize or blame, so be careful about that. For practice, let's use his downright horrible and abusive statement request to stop your bitching. Imagine Tim sitting next to you. He's just spoken those hurtful words. What if you would have said, "I feel a deep stab of pain. I can't imagine what must be going on inside of you where you would forget all of our love and speak to me so crudely." How do you think that would work? It's one part I feel, another part really get him tool. The first step is that you're speaking very succinctly about how you feel. You can then seek to understand, or you can switch them around. "You must be feeling so angry. I want to understand. I feel so sad being called that name." Rebecca nodded. "He might get even angrier. I'm not sure." I then added, "Okay, let's raise the defenses. What if he says something like, 'Well, like I said, stop your bitching and I won't feel this way.'" "Wow," she said, "it's like you're right inside of his mind. Tim often turns things on me rapidly when I'm being the bigger person. How does that feel to you if he said such a thing?" Rebecca replied, "I feel totally confused. My head spins. I definitely feel hurt by what he's saying, but more than that, I'm extremely confused about his reactive mindset. He is angry at me at the drop of a dime." I offered, "What if you said those words to him? What if you said, 'I feel really confused by this anger.' What if you just said that and stopped there? What do you see him doing?" Rebecca, "That's really amazing because I actually see him looking downward and pausing for reflection for a moment. I usually keep talking, but if I stop there, wow, it has an impact. I can still see he's upset, but I'm remaining calm and I'm not trying to fix him or counsel him on how he's speaking to me." This was going to be a key takeaway for Rebecca in that she would remain calm, but also know her boundaries. If her partner continued to berate her, she would get up and leave the room immediately and let him know why. Going forward, she was loosening her control over the correct response her husband should say. This doesn't mean she would tolerate abusive comments, but that understandably she cannot control his moods or what comes out of his mouth. She can only control how she responds. When one of you changes, both of you can evolve and change. This takes a lot of practice and commitment, but ultimately, if you loosen your grip on your partner and make no attempts to control what they are experiencing, the pressure falls off. The man stops struggling in defenses, and you speak with clarity. You want to maintain your boundaries and speak "I feel" statements and really get him. Even if you disagree, you can still understand how he feels. Verbally appreciating a man will go a long way too. Doing these things give you the best chances for your partner to wake up and at least realize you're not sticking around for drama and conflict. Keep in mind, with some people, your response and engagement is a type of attention that a hurt individual or a conflict-driven person seeks and desires. You don't want bickering to be how your partner receives your attention. 3 weeks had gone by since Rebecca and I had connected in my private group. She reported things were going a lot better. Tim isn't as angry and blaming. We've had a few moments, but they diffused quickly. I think it has a lot to do with loosening my psychological grip on him and outcomes. I used to tense up when I would get around him, but now I try to soften and relax, I breathe, and I open myself up to any possibility. I've also set a solid boundary for when I'm working so that when I'm in business mode, I won't hurt his feelings. He knows to not interrupt me during certain hours of the day, even if we cross paths in the hallway when I'm on my way to the bathroom. And when I've completed working, I go for a quick walk outside or listen to one of your videos. I get myself back into my feminine body, into loving wife mode, instead of businesswoman mode. It's really helped us so far. To recap, Rebecca loosened control of outcomes and what her man did or say. She spoke clear, succinct, I feel statements and used my really get him tool. She stands firm in her boundaries, removes herself promptly if Tim gets aggressive, and does not engage in drama. She practices using the A word or appreciation scripts to keep her marriage strong. Let's pause here for a quick break, and I will share with you next powerful dynamite woman number 2, Irene. This next example is about powerful dynamite woman number 2, Irene, who had originally contacted me asking me, should I keep working on this? I'd like to just warn everyone in advance that this next section is about physical violence. I don't go into any type of detail. Irene told me what had happened, and I really don't think it's so much important to share what had happened to her physically, just how she was confused in this whole process about what to do next and how to handle this, especially when you really love someone and you're going to have an uphill battle leaving them. But it really comes down to, are you going to be this person's punching bag? Are your children going to be this person's punching bag? Are you going to all be at risk for violence? Or are you going to boldly and bravely move on and try something different? And yes, it's going to be very difficult for many of you. Even in divorce situations, the woman, I feel like she always loses. We always get the short end of the stick. So there's not a lot of easy ways out of this, but there is a better way out of a domestic violence situation. There will be brighter days. There will be a brighter future. It's really a subject that I feel like more relationship coaches should speak about because, again, I want to focus on how difficult it can be to psychologically, emotionally, and financially leave your partner no matter what is going on at home, especially in terms of abuse, just because of what it does to a person psychologically, how you get very scared, you get very fearful, you don't know what you should or shouldn't do next or what's going to set that person off. You know, we were talking about Rebecca earlier walking on eggshells. Well, Irene is like walking on time bombs, ticking time bombs. Let's go into her story. Irene, married 2 years, has 2 children from a previous marriage, has no income other than her husband's, and no nearby family. Their problem? Irene's husband is verbally and physically abusive when things are out of his control. Irene had been confused where, in other blog posts and videos, I have mentioned that a woman can help a man heal, and that we learn nothing by walking away. She has taken some things out of context because ultimately she loves her partner and didn't want to give up on their marriage. She was also in a difficult living situation and dependent on her husband financially. I do believe a woman can help a man heal, but in this case, if Irene's man were to heal at all, it would require that she walk away. Walking away from a man is nothing I encourage anyone to do in haste, except in regards to physical abuse and ongoing emotional abuse. Irene's husband was being verbally abusive on a daily basis and throwing objects in the house, driving recklessly, and had struck her twice. It's always up to a woman when to walk away, but physical abuse is a deal breaker. It is a crime and punishable by law. It is not only a crime, but it ravages a woman's emotional and physical stability. Again, there is no excuse for physical abuse ever. This includes children and pets as well. I reminded Irene that if she allows the abuse to happen to her children, she too is implicated. And if you tolerate it once, it will continue. I encouraged Irene to seek out a safe place for herself, children, and pets foremost. With physical violence, it's important to immediately disengage and get yourself to safe ground. Even if it's you and the kids going to a friend's house or a playground, get away from harm immediately. Sometimes a woman must plan in advance when and how to leave an abuser. I will tell you in the blog post, I have a link to the National Abuse Hotline, where they go a little bit more in depth about how women often need to plan to leave an abuser instead of just, you know, suddenly walking out. Sometimes this backfires on a lot of women, especially because a lot of abusers keep women very financially dependent on them. It's a type of control. On to my next section here, which is, I suggest that all women have some money that their partner either does not know about or cannot access. Whether that is $200 or $2,000, all women need their own money for emergencies. Know your rights. Pay cash for 1 hour with an attorney and learn all your rights, even if you're not married. Ask all the important questions. Who owns the house? Do you have access to the car, shared bank account, or any other valuables? What could you leave with now, even if later you must settle in court? It's concerning to me that some women have gotten confused about when to walk away and when to stay regarding physical abuse. In my opinion, the ultimate deal breaker is always going to be violence. Anyone who hits you might love you, but if they cannot control themselves, you willingly become their punching bag. Abusers are masterful at apologies and making promises. If it happens more than twice, no apology or promise can be trusted. If they blame you for their actions, learn more about Darvo. And in the blog post, I have linked to Darvo. In short, Darvo is an acronym for deny, attack, and reverse victim and offender. This is classic abuser behavior when it comes to an abuser having any type of accountability for what has happened. Men who respond with violence rarely, if ever, change. And in the blog post, I have linked to a sombering statistic on this. I'm not saying it's impossible, but it is improbable. You will also be dealing with a hot temperament and reactive personality for a lifetime. As long as you stick around as their victim, this type of man will not heal. Some abusers thrive on keeping their victims around. Don't become a handy instrument for abuse, even if you do love that person. Love is how you treat someone. All right, everyone. That wraps up this episode of This Podcast Is For Women. I really hope both my blog and this podcast episode has been helpful for you. Navigating a relationship can be oh so challenging in the best of times and in the worst of times. So if you need additional support and advice, my private coaching group is open and here for you. We are in that group 24/7. It's myself and 5 other coaches. We teach classes every single week. We answer every post that is made in the group. You can join for a month. You can join for 2 months, however long, however short you want to stay. I give you both those options. It is a valuable resource to have in your toolbox, whatever you may be going through in your relationship. It may not only be Adrienne Everhart that you seek out advice or wisdom from. You might have a whole lot of resources, but I can be one of them, and we are here for you. I also teach live in the class every single month. My coaches offer a class every single week, and you have access to our whole library of classes. We've got an incredible amount of storage space, I must admit. So we're keeping all the classes that go way, way back. You can pop in anytime and binge as much videos and classes as you want. We're always having a really good time. We're working on problems, helping women find their feminine energy, learning how to script, learning how to use boundaries, how to speak them. There's always something to learn. Every single time I even replay some of my coaches' workshops, I'm like, wow, they just opened my eyes to this other part or this other facet that I really don't talk very much about. I don't speak much about this topic, but that's the great thing about having more than just myself in there is you get a lot of different opinions and advice, and you have to figure out what fits best for your situation. All right, everyone. I look forward to hearing from you in the comments. Please do share this podcast episode with a friend if you believe it would be helpful. And if you are in an abuse or domestic violence situation, I have the links below to some national hotlines that are there to assist you. All right. Sending you much love today and always. Bye.